I remember talking to Barry Horner, who is, as you probably know, a director of a company called Paradigm Norton. Barry is a high-profile financial planner, in the truest sense of the word, full financial planning expertise, and has been president of the Institute of Financial Planning. And Barry commented that one of the cultural or ethos points, one of the principles of their business, was that they encouraged people to build up holiday periods and holiday time off that they could take. Actually built that up as part of their bonus system, if you like. More than that, deeper than that, they even encouraged people to take time out to do things that they felt within the business was important for that person to do. For example, he suggested to me once that they were encouraging somebody, a senior member of their team, to take time out to write a book. Now, how many businesses and business leaders do you know that would do that? But that's the kind of culture that some businesses have created. They recognise, if I'm going to have A-star people working within this team, then I need to make sure they stay A-star, that I don't burn them out, that they refresh, regenerate, renew themselves on a regular basis, and are of the highest quality of effectiveness to deliver the quality of service my and our clients deserve. I think that's a refreshing way of viewing business, and I encourage it. And that's why I feel so strongly about this particular chapter of the Entrepreneur Foundation. One other example of this. When I was a financial planner in London, I remember my managing director, who looked after a team that was spread nationally, literally from Scotland to down in the West Country. He noticed me going home late one day. I think it was about 7 o'clock. And he said, "What are you doing in my office so late?" And I was a bit stunned. I said, "Why? I'm working my socks off for your business and my clients." And he said, "Well, I don't want you in my office so late." I said, "Well, why is that?" He said, "Because I've noticed, observing you over the months and years, that you are more effective when you go home early and you never ever do any work at weekends. You're better for our business when you do that. So please get out of my office, go home and get refreshed." I never forgot that. And I recommend that you think like that about your business. So, in summary, I believe that it is relevant to say that a true business, not a lifestyle cottage industry operation, but a true business can look at the team members of that business, including the business owner, and ask itself this question: how does what this business is doing align with what they want in their lives? And I think that question is an important one. I recommend it to you.